Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I want to show you something in the Bible. This was not the message I wrote. A few minutes ago, the Lord changed this message, and I want to show you. In every man's life, there is a mess. Some people are able to cover their mess, and some people are not able to cover their mess. Their mess is open to everybody. But some people try it. But in every man's life, there's either a hidden mess or an open mess. Let me show you this. I want to show you how the life of a young girl was messed up. But eventually, that mess up became a worldwide celebration today. I don't know the mess in your life now, and you're thinking it's all about you. You are not loved by your parents. You are hated by people. Maybe you got pregnant when you were age one. Maybe your life has been a difficult one. I want to show you something. Then we'll thank God for all He has done for us. Luke chapter 1 from verse 26 to 35. Lord, breathe on your word. Breathe on this world. Breathe on this world. Let somebody come out of a mess. In Jesus' mighty name. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 35. I will advise you not to listen to this message. Be absent-minded as usual. And in the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Verse 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28. An angel came in to her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee among all women. Verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? Verse 30. And the angel said unto her, For thou shalt found favor from who? And behold, you will conceive without marriage. You will conceive in your womb, and you bring forth a son. And I will call his name. Verse 32. And he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Verse 33, will you stay with me? And shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Verse 34, then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Because she was not married. She was about to marry to Joseph. Verse 35. And the angel of the Lord answered unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called. Let us imagine a church where a girl of 22 years is pregnant. We are all going to laugh her. Yes or no? That was the mess that Mary was in. Let's imagine Pastor Soji is a boyfriend. And Pastor Soji now look at it and so this girl that is lying to me that she's a virgin, she's now pregnant. I have loved her so much, but look at what she has done to me. That was another mess. So Pastor Soji, which represents Joseph then, was planning to serve her breakfast. But the angel of the Lord went to Pastor Soji and said, "Hey Soji, don't leave her alone, no. Now me know what thing I do there." That was a national mess that everybody is celebrating today. See, I wanted us to do, meet me at the altar and pray. And the Lord said, "I want to remove the mess from your life." That mess became a message, and a Messiah was born. The reason why we call Jesus the Messiah is because he's a clearer of mess and messes. Each and every one of us, no matter how we hide it, there is a mess in our life. There is what in your life? There is a what? You say, "No, I'm different. Among God, guys, my case is very different. God created me exceptionally." The more exceptional you are, the more mess you have. Jesus, when he wanted to be born, he was born in a messy place. Where was he born? Manger. Where they are doing man, that's where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that's where he was born. I don't know how poor you can be. You will not allow your son to be born in a manger. Yes or no? You will not answer me. Yes or no? Everything about Jesus was a mess. But please look at that now today. There is no celebration that is as big as Christmas. For the number of days you have witnessed mess, the Lord will give you a national celebration. I've been thinking, can you imagine? And when he was growing up, he worked as a carpenter. He didn't work as a carpenter. So I brought a message for you today that there is no mess in your life that God cannot clear away. Look at all the 9 months of pregnancy, the pregnancy of shame. We don't know who impregnated her. She said one Holy Ghost impregnated her. Definitely she will not go to church again, because people of the church, you are the most wicked. She will not go to church again now. Will she come to church? Especially so him. He won't come. Eh? He won't come. Because you're to describe her situation, so she will not come. By the time she comes, first month, second month, third month, she said, "No, but I don't understand. I saw an angel said I'm going to be pregnant. How come and I'm pregnant?" I want to tell you that whatever you are going through is going to end up in greatness and celebration for you. Now, all those days when Mary was going through this, in heaven they are celebrating her. See, today Mary is celebrated though, because God knows about what she was going through. May I tell you that God knows about what you are going through? It's not going to be for a long time. It's going to be for a very short time. All over the world, all religion, they are singing, That came to clear the mess of this world. Angels couldn't clear them. Prophets could not clear them. But he came and cleared all the mess. He will clear your mess in the name of Jesus. For the number of days you have suffered, for the number of days you have been deprived, for the number of days you are rejected, the God that showed somebody like me mercy, the Lord that made somebody like me to have a voice, the Lord that made somebody like me to still be standing among hatred and rejection. So I stand to pray for you, the Lord that removed mess from a man like me. He will step into your gates and make it to be celebrated in the name of Jesus. Today, the same mess we are now saying at the mention of the name of Jesus. So at the mention of the name of the thing that looked like a mess that day, I decree the mess in your life to be removed in the name of Jesus. For you from my heart. Some of you pray for 21 Wednesday, and I came to pray for you. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, a child shall be given and born to us. He said, a child is not only born, is given to us. The government of the world will be upon his shoulder. The Bible says, and his name shall be called Wonderful. But it was a mess before it became wonderful. But there was a prophecy that at the end of all this mess, now wonderful could come out. So I pray for you. May your case end in wonderful in the name of Jesus. It's a counselor. Can you counsel somebody when you have not gone through what they have gone through before? You have passed through several mess. So that people that have passed through mess, by the time you start talking to them, chill, come and see what between me I passed through. At the end of the day, may your case be a testimony that others will write down in the name of Jesus. Not only a counselor, not only wonderful. The Bible says concerning Jesus that he is going to be a mighty God, but he is a mess now. Is there anybody here that your life look messy? Everybody marry, you did not marry. Everybody born, you did not born. Everybody enjoy, you did not enjoy. And you are crying to God, when will you remove my mess? I pray on top of your head. The mighty God is clearing your mess in the name of Jesus. Not only is he a wonderful counselor, mighty God, the Bible says, he's not a father that goes, he's an everlasting father. Can I pray for you? Where men has dumped you because of the mess in your life. Where mothers dump you. Where friends run away. The everlasting Father, clear your mess in the name of Jesus. Not only is he the everlasting Father, he said the Prince of Peace. Who can give us all this wonder? Anywhere there is battle in your life, anywhere there is war in your marriage, I came with a message from Messiah to you. Let there be peace in the name of Jesus. This amen is not born again. Let there be peace in the name of Jesus. Let me stop for a minute. Worship him that came to clear your mess. You do it for 3 minutes, then I will continue this prayer. Thank him. Worship him that came to clear your mess. Look at me. Look at me. Be looking at me. Be looking at me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus.
What is the mess in your life? Think first before you start praying. In every service, somebody go hear them now. What is the mess in your life? What is the mess in your life? Are you remember the mess now? And you are holy, holy. Are you Lord God? Almighty,
what is the land? What is the land?
You are holy.
You are holy.
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 Are you Lord God?
Are you Lord God?
What is the mess in your life?
What is the land?
What is the mess in your life?
Amen.
Now begin to pray. Messiah, please clear away my mess. Turn my mess to a message. I want you to pray. Turn my mess. You know my mess. You know my mess. You know this mess. Message. I thought somebody's going to pray. Turn my mess to a message. You are still struggling with masturbation. Turn my mess to a message. You are still struggling with sin. Turn my mess to a message. Turn my mess a message. You have 2 minutes more to pray. Your mess, about your mess.
Let my
tell tell him about this mess. The point of shame in your life. The point of embarrassment in your life. Are you talking to God about that point of shame? Family as a church. I receive calls in ministry, but I don't look like who is cursed. From your house where you came from, the mess that stayed your life, Jehovah clean them now. Are you there? The mess that grew with you and the name that they gave to you that is not yours. Jehovah, clear them now in the name of Jesus. The mess that entered your life by lies, accusation, and curses. Jehovah, clear them now in the name of Jesus. What name have they not called me in ministry? The mess of falsehood and false name they call you. Let Messiah clear them up now in the name of Jesus. Let big message and testimony come out of your mess in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not end the way they are expecting you to end in the name of Jesus. Some are asking, is he still alive? You will be alive and live well in the name of Jesus. Some are asking, is he still relevant? May you be relevant in life to your generation in the name of Jesus. Today, we cannot put the name of Jesus aside. I connect and plug your name to the name of Jesus. You will never be a failure in life in the name of Jesus. Any recorded shame in your life, any recorded embarrassment in your life, Jehovah, by the blood, cleanse them up now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sweetness will be the end of your life. Let me face you. Sweetness will be the end of your case. Sweetness will be the end of your matter. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate him for 1 minute. Messiah is the key of keys.
Messiah is the Lord of Lord.
You know the song. Okay, finish for me.
Messiah is the key.
Oh,
worship me more. We cry, Abba Father.
Hallowed be your name.
Are you ready?
Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be.
Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father.
We cry, Abba Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Prophetic Hour of Solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our Prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.